Little Diomede, Alaska, USA. Thick mist hung over the frozen Bering Sea, and inside the helicopter cabin a familiar voice broke through the static of Reiko Zena's headset. "We have an emergency evacuation," said his adoptive father, in a tone that was calm but edged with urgency. "How far out are you?" "On the ground in about 5 minutes, Henry," said the pilot. Rake's fiance unwrapped her arm from his shoulder and pressed the talk button on her headset cable.
"This is Dr. Carrie Walker," she said. "I'm with Reiko Zena. I'm a trauma surgeon. What exactly is the patient's condition?"
A woman's voice answered.
"This is Joan, district nurse. Acna's waters have broken."
Joan was Henry's wife. Rake had told Carrie about them and his home island many times. Even so, he had been apprehensive about bringing her here, and the past minute was proving him right. He tried to catch her eye, but she was concentrating, at work 100% on her new patient.
"Thank you, Joan," she said. "Do you know how many weeks into the pregnancy?"
"We think 35 weeks.
"And how old is she?"
15.
Carrie showed no reaction to the young age. She had seen far worse. So had Rake. She snapped open her bag to check her medicines.
"Does she have a fever?"
102.
"Thank you. Keep Acna comfortable."
The pilot cut in. "We're 3 minutes out. Henry, I need you on the helipad. The wind is everywhere."
Carrie tapped her finger across packets of antibiotics and said confidently,
"Reassure Acna that help is on the way. We'll get her safely to hospital in Nome in a couple of hours."
Rake wasn't so sure, but he stayed quiet.